response to President Obama's call for war against Syria, a number of groups, local groups like AFSC, have actually been organizing for the past couple of weeks. But just recently, large anti-war organizations like Move On, Vote Vets, and the Credo Action Network have declared that tonight, Monday, is going to be a national vigil, a national sort of night to show opposition to an attack on Syria.
And so, as you noted, these are taking place in several locations across the country, correct?
Yeah, at this point, there's over 200 that have been registered, at least, on MoveOn.org. There are some that aren't registered yet. For example, I learned yesterday that there's spontaneously a bunch of people are putting one together in downtown Amherst.
Let's talk about the one that's taking place in Northampton this evening. Tell me about that.
Sure. So this is sort of part of the organizing that we've been doing for the past couple of weeks, but we're joining forces with Move On and the Progressive Democrats of America, the Alliance for Peace and Justice, and a whole lot of what was sort of previously dormant anti-war groups have come together given the specter of war against Syria and also just the overwhelming public opinion against an attack on Syria.
What will be taking place at the Northampton event tonight? And I understand you have close to 100 people who have who've indicated they're going to attend.
Yeah, and at this point, there's over 100 that are registered now, and that's registered to show up. That's not folks who just might show up spontaneously. This is going to be sort of a sign holding event. This is going to be a candlelight vigil. And we'll have a speak out available for those who want to say something about an attack on Syria and their opposition to it. We are likely to also have, as I understand it, some singing from perhaps the Raging Grannies. So it should be a little bit of fun as well.
And again, the location for it is?
It's going to be at the corner of Main and King Street in front of the courthouse lawn in Northampton.
Are you disappointed in the direction that the Obama administration and Secretary of State Kerry are taking in regards to Syria?
Disappointed is probably not the right word, but I'm sort of surprised at their lack of imagination. That was actually the phrase that Representative McGovern, who represents the 2nd District, which is what Northampton and Amherst and a lot of the Upper Valley cities are a part of. That's what he said yesterday on CNN, that he was surprised at the lack of imagination, that this administration seems to think that whenever there's a problem, the solution is to just blow it up. And so that's why there's overwhelming public opinion against it. That's why a majority, it seems, of Congress is opposed to it. And certainly the American people are.
We certainly saw very large protests, particularly in this area, over the war in Iraq. Do you expect that we're going to see something similarly large as the war drums beat here in regards to Syria?
I mean, I think that depends on whether we actually attack Syria. An attack on Syria would be an act of war, and I think that a lot of people. And I think maybe some Congress folks do not understand that will lead to a larger war. And so this is the beginnings of it, and there's already massive opposition to it. If the president does, in fact, strike Syria, then this is going to be a much longer-term issue. We're hoping that the Senate, and if not the Senate, the House will vote down the authorization to attack Syria. But if that is voted up, or if President Obama decides to strike Syria without authorization, then I do expect that all of these anti-war organizations and just the population in general will be rallying to oppose it.
What in your view should be the administration's response to what has happened in Syria in regards to the chemical weapons attacks?
I mean, the first obvious solution is to simply follow what the law is. One of the things that has been overlooked in all of this is that there is a body, in fact, an international body that has been working on this issue. That's the United Nations. The United Nations are just concluding their report about the chemical weapons. The United States has sort of jumped the gun and decided that they know what happened. But the United Nations is the body that is tasked legally with addressing the issue of a chemical weapon attack, and they are. It's just that the United States isn't cooperating. I mean, the other thing is that people say that the United States has to do something. Well, the United States has been doing something. The United States has actually been supplying arms to the jihadists in Syria. They've been arming them, and they've been sending them into Syria, and that has actually created basically a three-front war between the revolutionaries in Syria, the jihadists, and then the Assad regime. The United States should at the very least stop arming the people that we say that are our enemies and sending them into the country.